In today's gospel, Christ teaches us the habits of the heart that define his disciples. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Blessed is the man who makes at least a six-figure salary. Blessed is the woman who at work is admired and maybe even envied by all of her coworkers. Blessed is the person who has a nice house in the city and another nice home at the beach. Blessed is the person who is always on the A-list on the social pages. I wonder if the so-called elites of our society were writing their own list of the Beatitudes, if that's what they would look like. Because isn't that the way people see the world today? Isn't that what people value? Wealth, money, influence, power, reputation? Of course, if they write the Beatitudes, these statements the Lord gives us today, if they were to write them that way, they'd be misunderstanding the meaning of the word blessed. Because blessed does not mean happy. Happy the person who earns a six-figure salary. The word blessed does not mean fortunate. Fortunate the person who has the second home. The word blessed, the way Jesus uses it, and the way it's used in the scripture, means this. Blessed means somebody who is precious to God. The word blessed means someone who God looks on with favor. So, blessed is the man who earns a six-figure salary? Maybe, but not because he earns a six-figure salary. Blessed is the woman who's admired? Maybe, but not because other people admire her. Blessed are those people if they are precious to God, pleasing to God. What makes someone precious or pleasing to God? when that person sees the world the way God sees it and lives that way. So that's what these Beatitudes are when you think about it. These Beatitudes are dispositions of the soul, habits of the heart, the way people who are disciples of the Lord, who are citizens of the kingdom, the way they understand the world and what the meaning of life is. And they live that way. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Pleasing to God, precious to God are the poor in spirit, because they're not going to allow themselves to be dominated by material goods, as good as material goods might be. Precious to God, pleasing to God, are the peacemakers, because they will not use violence to solve their problems. Precious to God, pleasing to God, are the merciful, because they will treat others the way God has treated them. You see, these Beatitudes that Jesus gives us are kind of a blueprint for life. What governs the way we live, what governs the way we choose, what governs the way we see the world. Then, when we see the world that way and we live that way, we are pleasing to God. Let me give you an example this morning of a man who I think embodied the Beatitudes in a beautiful way. I really didn't know anything about this man until I read his little story recently. His name was Biagio Conti. He died on January 14th, this past January. He's 59 years old when he died. Born and brought up in Palermo, Sicily, from a rather well-to-do family that owned a construction company. He went to private schools, joined the company after he finished college, was very successful in what he was doing, never got married. He was a layperson, never got married. But in 1990, all of a sudden, he underwent this very severe crisis of meaning. He couldn't understand what life was all about. He just got lost in life. So he left the company, went out and lived on a mountain all by himself for a while. And then he decided he would seek the intercession of St. Francis of Assisi to help him. So he determined he was going to do a pilgrimage walking from Palermo, Sicily, to Assisi up in Italy, 800 miles. He was going to walk. So he began walking. After a few weeks, his family kind of lost track of him. They didn't know where he was. They were worried about him. They went on television asking people to look for him. Finally, he had to go on television himself to tell them he was all right. Gets to Assisi, spent some time there. Makes his way back to Palermo, down in Sicily. You know what he does when he gets back to Palermo? Every day, he goes and spends the whole day at the train station in Palermo. What's he doing at the train station in Palermo? Begging for money so he can feed the poor people, the homeless people who hang around the train station. Every day, asking people for money so he can buy food for the poor people who basically live at the train station. Does that for a long time. Over the years, he attracted other little followers, and that little ministry he was doing has now grown into a ministry called the Ministry of Hope and Charity in Palermo. Three separate institutions there that every day take care of more than 800 people. Every day feed, put out more than 2,400 meals. Every day people coming there to find a bed for a night, be able to take a shower, wash their clothes, see a doctor once in a while. All because he went and spent time at the train station begging for money. He didn't stop there. He oftentimes would go on hunger strikes out in front of the government building because he felt the government wasn't doing enough to take care of these people. Somewhere along the line, he developed some kind of a medical issue which made it impossible for him to walk. He couldn't walk anymore. So you'd see him rolling himself around the streets of Palermo in a wheelchair. Until 2014, he went to Lourdes, bathed in the waters of Lourdes, and recovered the ability to walk. Doctors don't know how that happened. And then at 59 years old, as I say, he died. What a beautiful example of putting into practice the Beatitudes. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the humble, those who try to lift other people up. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who long and strive for righteousness. See, that's the way he saw life after his spiritual awakening. That's the way he saw the world. He saw the world through God's eyes. That's what the Beatitudes are, seeing the world the way God wants it to be, seeing the world through God's eyes. Somebody said of Biagio, when it came to the poor in Palermo, he was the beating heart of Christ. When it came to the poor in Palermo, he was the beating heart of Christ. I'd like to suggest today, my brothers and sisters, that that's what we're supposed to be too. We may not be called to do those exact kind of things, but in your family, in your schools, where you work, that's where you're supposed to bring mercy and peace and help other people build themselves up, even when it means they'll go higher than you. That's what humility, meekness is. We look for righteousness, treating people fairly. That's what you and I are supposed to be doing where we are, in our families, work, school, wherever it is. And when we do those things, when we live that way, then we are the beating heart of Christ. We are the beating heart of Christ. That's what we're supposed to be. That's what Jesus says today. If you're my disciples, this is the way you live. This is the way the kingdom of God is. This is the way God intends the world. Make it that way. Make it that way. Be my beating heart, Christ says. And when we are, look at what the promise is that he gives us. When we live out those Beatitudes, what does he say? You will be called children of God. You will receive mercy. You will find peace. You will inherit the kingdom. That's what you will have for becoming my beating heart in the world. So as we gather today, let's ask the Lord for the grace to understand that these Beatitudes are not something we leave here in church. They're something we bring with us. They're who we are, who we're supposed to be. And let us ask him for the grace to become more and more his beating heart. Because when we are, the kingdom of heaven will be ours. May God bless you.